been a rough one. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place if you're trying to get out. Just follow me.
Welcome to the program, everyone. This is Deborah Taveras with StopTheCrime.net on the Rinse Radio Network. All physical behavior can be analyzed and modeled mathematically. This is from Lynn Segola's, one of her known and last reports. Stop the Radiation, Lynn Segola, Bioelectromagnetic Radiation Dangers. This is posted on StopTheCrime.net under the quick links under Hot Radio Show Topics. Lynn Segola warned us. She said, bioelectromagnetic radiation is dangerous, and she was a scientist. And she joined with many of her colleagues in devoting her career to warning the public about the carcinogenic, mutagenic effects of radiation, to which the public was and has been secretly and purposefully exposed to by corporate criminals and corrupt paid public officials for the purposes of covert warfare and corporate profits. Possible association between fetal neonatal exposure to radio frequency, electromagnetic radiation, and the increased incidence of autism, the autistic spectrum disorders. Also, cell phones and towers and portable telephones, transmitting pagers, power lines, electric fields, and automobiles. It generated electric fields. There is no known safe level of radio frequency radiation exposure. RF radiation causes tissue damage from a single exposure. She goes on to tell us in 1990, the EPA study that reviewed the scientific literature and found radio frequency radiation to be a probable carcinogen. And she went on to express her concerns that all of us have the right to know, and we have not been told. There was a time near the beginning of scientific understanding regarding radio frequency radiation exposure to humans. It was also a time when the newly emerging telecommunication industry could have taken steps to ward off the present sharp and justified implications that have been levied against the telecommunications. The implications supported by published evidence clearly indicated what the industry and our government knew, when they knew it, and what could have been done to prevent the current crisis. Goes on to tell us, in 1955, biophysics researchers under contract with the U.S. Navy reported that in order to prevent deep tissue burning, radio frequency radiation exposures should not take place when an exposed individual is wearing or carrying any metal objects, such as hairpins, metal implants, buckles, coins, or metal-framed eyeglasses. Any of these objects will cause the concentration and of the burning effects of the frequencies. When considering tissue burning, the researchers pointed out that radiation can be absorbed deeply, and it is actually greater in tissue, such as muscle or the brain. Again, this is a free download from StopTheCrime.net. You can find it under Hot Radio Show Topics. It's entitled Stop the Radiation, Lynn Segala, S-U-R-G-A-L-L-A, Bioelectromagnetics Radiation dangers. We are hunting and have not been able to locate Lynn Segala. So please, if any of you know where she is, we would like for her to contact us. Having that been said, we have a guest this evening that is sadly remorsefully for me in particular and for the family and for everyone that's going to hear this story. Our guest is Virginia Farver. And Virginia and her husband grew up in Fort Collins, Colorado. They were builders. And, of course, I can relate to that because my family are builders as well. They had two children, two boys. And one of her sons, Rich, died of brain cancer. And this all occurred during the time that he decided to go to San Diego State University to study. And he was studying in a hall, a building, that was very near what everyone believed at the time to only be a cell phone tower. And her son passed away as a result of a brain tumor. And remember, Lynn told us, and other documents tell us, there is no safe level of radiation. So, Virginia, I'm happy that you can join us this evening on the program. I know that what you have been doing with all of your research and, sadly, the pain and suffering that your family has gone through with the loss of your son. And I understand now, as a mom, your fight to warn others and to get to the bottom of what you didn't know at the time that your son was getting very sick, because I know we talked about the fact that he had extensive underarm sweating, which mysteriously disappeared after he left San Diego State University, and that he was having daily nosebleeds and endocrine problems, as well as many extremely excruciating headaches, fatigue, and dental problems, things that had never occurred before. Your son was suffering. And sadly, at the time, many of us, including myself, were unaware of the assaults upon our physical beings from these frequencies. And your son, sadly, was the reason, I'm sure, that you have launched into a daily campaign of attempting to learn the truth. So I welcome you to the program, Virginia.
Thank you, Deborah.
And I know we're going to talk about many topics, so thank you for joining us.
Sure. And I would like to also mention one of the biggest symptoms that my son had that I wasn't aware of at the time, but he was having severe memory and concentration problems as well.
For everyone that's listening, we do have a download at the top of stopthecrime.net. It is a symptoms page. I would recommend that you type at the top of the search bar and download that symptoms page. We're finding globally that these symptoms are the symptoms that people are experiencing, not only from the exposures of the irreversible damage of microwave frequencies that are literally incarcerating all of us in a frequency grid, but also many of these symptoms are also as a result of the toxic air raids from the chemtrails, the planes that are flying over us every day and dumping toxins. So again, go to stopthecrime.net, type in the search engine the symptoms, and you can download that for free. For those of you, by the way, that are unable to download anything that you're going to hear us talking about this evening from stopthecrime.net, you can contact the print shop that we have set up, and for the cost of printing and shipping, you can receive these documents by calling area code 707-586-9558. Again, area code 707-586-9558. And the documents that Virginia has forwarded to us that we will be discussing during the program today also will be on stopthecrime.net under the quick links. Just click on that on the home page and then click on Hot Radio Show Topics. And these will be posted under the week of December the 15th of 2014 for you to download. There are a number of extremely important documents that will be discussed on the program. So, Virginia, let's get into this because we have a lot to cover in really so little time.
Right.
So I'm seeing that where you are, you're in Fort Collins, and you're talking about the fact that Fort Collins is a top 10 smart grid city, and that you found some documents that were signed into the smart growth back in December of 1995. These were signed.
Correct.
And that the city of Fort Collins hired a new police chief from Austin, Texas, a couple of years ago, and he's known for not following the Constitution. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Okay. Yes, Fort Collins is considered a top 10 smart grid city, and I consider this a darling of ICLEI, which is promoting UN Agenda 21. So we are heavily into this in this city, and of course, Austin, Texas is as well. So this is why it's very concerning, and we have a lot of industry that's tied to the smart grid as well.
Well, you just referred to the word ICLEI, and for those that may not be familiar with that, the acronym is ICLEI, and it stands for International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. And this is, as Virginia just said, part of the United Nations Agenda 21. In fact, you can type ICLEI, ICLEI.org, and you will discover whether you're on the list. However, at this point, it does not matter if you're on the list, because many of the stealth programs that will require and are requiring all of us to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, which is based on false, corrupt science, all based and centered around consensus science, again, not real. You will find that your city, by typing in the name of your city and policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, you are already under UN Agenda 21 policies. But I want to add at this point, Virginia, that people think of UN Agenda 21 as a distant organization. UN Agenda 21 policies are coming right out of the Oval Office, Washington, D.C., through the executive branch via executive orders. Executive orders. This is where our policies are coming from. We no longer, as many people have suspected, have a constitution that any level of government is abiding to. In fact, we have major banks and corporations that are posing as a representative government, and they are not. And we're in an extremely dangerous and predatory reality, with many people still believing we have representation. And with the daily overhead air raids from the geoengineering programs that have many layers, including the dispersions of nanotechnologies that sadly now have found their way into all of our bodies, and that's for another conversation. But again, we don't have a constitution. And for everyone that's listening, go to stopthecrime.net and listen to Who is Running America and the Cap. So go ahead and continue.
Okay. And Fort Collins also has what's known as Fort Z, Zero Energy District. And the reason I got involved in all of this is my son, when he was at school at SDSU in San Diego, he was involved in a brain cancer cluster of people on the campus. And many of these people were in a room called NASA Pier Hall, room 131. And this happened, there were four people in 2008 that had come down with brain cancer. And they had all worked in this same building, and three of them in the same room, and another gentleman in the room next to them. And that's what started raising the red flags about all of this. So, and it actually included a cell tower that's been on the campus.
Well, since this occurred and you had such a tragedy in your life, you started to really dig deep into what this cell tower was really all about. And I would like for you to share with people, as best your understanding is today,
okay,
what this tower represents.
Okay, well, I actually found documents dated from 2002. When the original documents came out about the brain cancer cluster, they came out in early 2009. And the school spokesman at the time said that this cell tower outside of this building was installed in 2005, but I actually found documents and found pictures that it was installed in 2002. And I actually found on Computer World had complaints that heparin was in violation of the FCC limits.
Now, I'd like you to spell heparin and tell people what that is, because that's
okay.
An acronym.
Okay, heparin stands for High Performance Wireless Research and Educational Network. And I have a lot of information. This is a backbone node to the UC San Diego Supercomputer Center. And what this cell tower is it's connected throughout the United States on many, many different grids. I've given Deborah several of them. CalRINS 2 is one of them. The Burn Grid, Abilene Grid, and there's 200.
So now let's just kind of go back
okay.
here for a moment, because
okay.
we're saying things that I know many of the listeners have not heard before.
Right. Okay.
So we're talking about a number of various grids that are networks that you have discovered. So when we think of grids, many people think of the smart grid. Well, there are many networks and many grids, and that is what Virginia is talking about right now. And you mentioned the CINIC network, which with the information that you've sent me, I see that that's a California Research and Educational Network version 2.
Correct.
And it is a multi-tiered advanced network services fabric serving the vast majority of the research and education institutions in the entire state of California.
Correct. And then there's the Burn Grid, and it's the biomedical informatics research network. There's an Abilene Grid, and this grid alone is connected. We counted tonight there are 225 schools alone connected to the Abilene Grid, which is a high-performance backbone. And it was actually retired in 2007 and upgraded to a network known as the Internet 2 network. And then there's the Terra Grid, and it's a high-performance computers data resources and partner sites. There's 11 of them, and it's connected to the GID, the Grid Infrastructure Group. There's the GENI Grid, which is the Global Energy Network Institute through the UN. There's the Pragma Grid, the Pacific Rim Applications and Middlewares Assembly, the Lambda Rail, which is a national research network, and there's a PBO, Plate Boundary Observatory, that's run through UNAVCO, which is, and many of these are all funded by the NSF, or the National Science Foundation. So this is, and all of these grids are on most college campuses, I would think, right now. And then on top of it, many of these are connected to the Stanford University VLF Research Group. And if you look that up, it's HARP. So I told Deborah, to this smart grid. All these grids combined form the smart grid, but I actually refer to it as a HARP grid.
Now, we know that this is the planned electrification and incarceration and imprisonment of all living things on the face of this planet. We know that, again, there are no safe levels of radiation exposure. And again, one exposure causes damage to our cells and our tissue, and even of animals, plants, all living things. We're under mass assault, and we need everyone that is listening to get involved in getting this information out far and wide, because there are certain aspects of shielding that people can partake in. Now, I'm not saying that shielding is available for every type of exposure of waves. We're searching now, and we need people to help us with research and development on figuring out shielding for scalar waves. Again, go on to stopthecrime.net. Type in scalar waves. We have information that was recently discussed at a Brussels meeting just about a month ago about scalar waves. And, Virginia, you are really getting out a lot of information right now to people that are listening. And for all of you that are listening, we need your help to help us dig and find out the various types of assaults that are being put upon every single one of us. Most of the universities are involved. Many of the laboratories are involved. We must shift out of the illusion that the universities are higher levels of learning for our children. The universities have been seized by black ops and military operations that are creating technologies that are literally replacing what has been in the past defined as humans and all living things. We are in reality being replaced. Technology is ending up to be the extinction of humanity. And it is redefining what is human and the future plan for each and every single one of us. We're going to continue discussing more details of frequencies and what Virginia has discovered on the other side of this break.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
For those of us who are aware of the predatory, dangerous system we live in, there is nothing more important than being fit for the battles ahead we all face. We must be prepared. With regard to nutrition, we face many serious challenges. Our health, your health, is being compromised by modern, processed, and genetically engineered foods which are designed to make us physically sick and mentally dull. Toxins are being deliberately pumped, dumped, and sprayed into our environment and atmosphere, saturating all of us. Silent weapon systems are being used against human health worldwide. We all have one thing in common. We need to eat. We need to make good, healthy choices. Choices that you can start making right now. Go to www.mypuriumgift.com to view all the extraordinary products and enter gift card code WellnessPrepper and take $50 off your order. That's MyPurium, P-U-R-I-U-M, gift.com, and start restoring your health now.
Many, many people have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change tea. So, are you drinking Life Change tea? Interested? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes the body just needs a little help. Get the tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
It's most important, of course, for everyone to understand that a great convergence is taking place that will constitute a major phase change in the nature of science and technology, and this is already taking place, with the greatest possible implication for the economies, societies, and all global societies. This is made possible by the radically new capabilities to understand, to manipulate matter that are associated with neuroscience and neurotechnology. What we have known as being human is being altered right now, and it is being redefined. We are being redefined. Now, Virginia, I also wanted to make note, because we're going to cover some other aspects of what you're experiencing in Fort Collins, as well as what we are experiencing here in Northern California, and certainly what every city across the country, in fact globally, are experiencing. But in particular, Fort Collins has a Fort Z0 energy district. And, of course, now you're also talking there about the scarcity of water. So you're being psychologically manipulated and traumatized over scarcity. It's one scarcity after another. But can you explain to our listeners what is meant in Fort Collins about zero energy district?
I believe it means absolutely zero energy will be used, and that's exactly what their goal is going to be. And Fort Collins just went, they just started talking about water scarcity because Fort Collins was just, November 20th, there was a meeting in Texas, I believe it was Dallas, and it was for the National League of Cities. And, of course, that's all the UM, too. So we are heavily involved in this here, and I don't know how to get out of it. So,
I think what people need to understand about zero energy is the fact that the climate action plans, again, we have an extremely important YouTube that everyone can watch, and I would recommend that you do, because these plans are coming down very rapidly in 2015. But again, who is running America and the CAP, C-A-P, on YouTube? Who is running America and the CAP on YouTube? And as far as zero energy is concerned, I'm going to just tell everyone what we found on the U.S. Department of Energy website. Now, remember, the U.S. Department of Energy is incorporated. They do not serve us. Neither does the United States, which is incorporated, and all of the agencies that are working for the corporate structure. They do not serve us. This is fairly obvious. We can see that the plans are all about creating and terminating life as we've known it. But on the Department of Energy website, we discovered the real goal of energy use, and they're aiming for zero. And this is what they tell us. This is the ultimate goal. It's not to use energy. The most efficient energy is energy we do not generate. This is not a technology. It is a behavior modification or learning to live in a new reality. Again, this is off of the U.S. Department of Energy. You can find this document and this quote that I just read on stopthecrime.net. Go to the Climate Action Plan link. It's also in the YouTube that I've been recommending, Who is Running America and the Cap. I wanted to just mention water because we're heading into the holidays, and certainly many of you thus far have heard some very dire information from Virginia and I. But we have some good news, and we want this to be shared far and wide. We need what good news we can get at this point in time. We must understand why we do not have a water shortage. We do not have a water shortage. We have primary water. And we cannot let the PSYOPs media campaign frighten us about the scarcity of water. The same strategy was used on creating scarcity in petroleum. They told us it was coming from fossils. Well, fossil fuels were, again, created as a finite energy resource, but the planet makes petroleum. Petroleum is a renewable, and our petroleum never came from dead dinosaurs. So now we have an opportunity to learn where water really comes from and to understand that the Earth is the water planet and continuously produces water deep from within the earth. And in fact, again, water is a renewable, just as petroleum has always been. And we have an abundance of water. And we have to ask ourselves, why would the corporate government agencies create this false lie of science and of water scarcity? Well, and that we're running out of water? Well, for the same reason that they're building all of these policies with these climate action plans that are requiring all of us to reduce our CO2 emissions, which we need CO2 emissions for all life on Earth, based on false, corrupt science. We're living literally in a make-believe, manufactured virtual reality. And we must understand the truths as best we are able to. And the control and the money and the markets that are created by redesigning global society based on disinformation of science is unfathomable. And with the water, of course, they want to charge us for water. That will cause decreased food production and certainly genocide aspects of that with reduced food. And more importantly at this point, of course, is the fear that many people will have. And many people are going to forfeit their ranches, their farms, their livelihoods, believing that they're out of water due to the drought. And certainly here in California, we're being pummeled with the idea that we are in a massive drought and that it will take decades for us to recover. That is not true. And, of course, many of you now are hearing on the news that we're being besieged here, certainly along the coastline of California, with heavy, heavy rains. But most importantly, it's to understand that we don't have a water shortage, and primary water is in abundance, and we must now start looking down for water instead of up. And there's a very important YouTube I would recommend that everybody watch. Two of them, actually. One is called Water Crisis Hoax. Again, Water Crisis Hoax. And the companion to that YouTube is Primary Water Explained. Primary Water Explained. So, Virginia, this is the good news for people. And we certainly need everyone sharing this information. Again, we need your help in getting the truth out. And this is truly exciting information. So please help us get that out. Now, Virginia, we're going to continue because we have a number of things to discuss and share with the audience. And we'll do that on the other side of this break. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and I've been using ozone for purification and health and wellness for a long time. And I'm here to tell you I have never come across a more dynamic, better built, affordable home and office ozone unit than the brand new Trioxy Reion. It is simply the most versatile ozone unit yet, and as the name implies, the Reion also produces a stream of health-enriching negative ions whenever you wish. Truly the best of both worlds. The Trioxy Reion has easy digital controls, allowing you to determine how long you want your Reion to produce ozone and or negative ions. In short, this ingenious little masterpiece allows you to purify the air you breathe or ozonate your drinking water anytime you want. Create your own indoor bioclimate. No more bacteria, viruses, mold, yeast, or fungus. The Trioxy Reion keeps the air inside your home cleaner than the great outdoors. Visit GoHealthyNext.com right now and get the full story. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window, medicated to keep you docile, not able to recognize your own kids, suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, Your Key to the Real Fountain of Youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the Rents icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. Use it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Virginia and I are talking about the 21st century warfare and the theater of operations now at the speed of light. In fact, Virginia, on StopTheCrime.net, we have a free download of a document from the Naval War College, and it is entitled The 21st Century Warfare, Theater of Operations at the Speed of Light. And I'm just quickly going to read the abstract of this, and then I would like for you to let our listeners know what else you're observing in Fort Collins where you are. in relationship to what we anticipate and know are happening in other towns. But the abstract, in brief, is that commanders should begin integrating directed energy weapons, also DEWS, D-E-W-S, again, directed energy weapons, into future combat operations. Laser and radio frequency weapons offer the ability to deliver precise doses of lethal power to distant targets at instantaneous speeds, thereby enabling revolutionary new combat capabilities. However, operational fires delivered by these directed energy weapons represent a significant departure from the use of current weapons. Now, I'm not going to read the entire abstract. Again, this is a free download. This document is entitled 21st Century Warfare, Theater of Operations at the Speed of Light, Naval War College. And again, you can download that from stopthecrime.net. I remind everyone that's listening, for whatever reason, if you're unable to download, contact the print shop, area code 707-586-9558. Now, Virginia, getting back to Fort Collins, Colorado, because certainly you're experiencing aspects of local government takedowns as we are. I know that many of you are going to meetings, council meetings and other meetings. Would you like to tell the listeners what you're experiencing there with
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have decided we don't go individually anymore. We go as groups. And we try to talk to the city council. Of course, many of these council meetings are being Delphi'd, so we are trying to work around that, but we are trying to get the information out as much as we can to make sure that the city doesn't get away with a lot of the things that they are doing. So that's right now what we're doing.
Well, to that, I would like to add this. Certainly what has happened with all of our cities, our counties, our states, they're all incorporated, and they are doing business for the corporation and not for us. That's why we're given 2 to 3 minutes to talk, essentially. That is a requirement under their corporate charters to continue to create the illusion that they are eliciting public information. But essentially, when we speak at these council meetings, it is really have your say and go away. But what is most important is that when you speak, you're talking to others that are there. And we're really promoting that idea. You're not talking to the city council. You're giving information. We're all becoming teachers to others that are there. So be prepared to pass out flyers. Be prepared to get information out during your 3 minutes that they will not hear from your city council. And create short YouTube clips and report these meetings on YouTube so that you can give other people ways in which they can reach out to others in your city. Wouldn't you agree, Virginia, that
What we're doing here. That is exactly what we're doing. We're doing YouTube and passing out flyers and trying to get as many people. I've got stickers all over my vehicle, just trying to get the message out.
Well, that's excellent. And you heard what Virginia said, stickers all over her vehicle. We look at every square inch of our exterior of our vehicles as billboards. And on StopTheCrime.net, you can take a look at our store where the print shop can print for you any size magnetic sign that you would like. And with the websites, because, again, we've got to get people to information so that they'll understand what you're saying on the exterior of your vehicles. Again, we look at stickerless or magnetless vehicles as your silence being your permission. We don't have time. We are the media. This is it. And we must certainly engage in every single level that we can, Now, for those of you that may be afraid to put magnetized signage on your vehicle, that's why it's a magnet. You can take it off. So if you're traveling somewhere, then when you arrive at your destination, you can take it off, and then you can put it back on. I cannot tell you the number of vehicles here in Northern California that are getting thumbs up, and we're passing out flyers. We're getting information out. We're watching the effects of this information in our local newspaper that's certainly run by the controllers, the Illuminati, if you will, the bankers. We're seeing now replies to many of those articles in a context that would have never have before occurred. So, Virginia, what are some other things that you're doing there in Fort Collins to help get local people involved?
We are just we are getting groups gathered together, and this really helps, because then you can go to a lot of these meetings together, or you can meet off-site somewhere, or, you know, you can all go and talk to a person together so that you're just not alone. That's been one of the biggest problems, is our people feel that they're targets if they go and they speak by themselves. So anyway, that's basically what we're doing here. We're trying everything we can.
Well, certainly what we notice and what we've also been told is psychologically you need no less than three people. So if you go somewhere, get someone to go with you, as Virginia was saying, it's best not to have to go alone, but you can do it alone. I certainly have found that I end up at meetings behind the mic, and I'm the only one there that is talking about things that really matter. But I can say that it's up to all of us to engage. And I would certainly invest the time going to StopTheCrime.net. Go to our YouTube channel. Just scroll down from the homepage. Click on the YouTube insignia. And you can scroll through and watch the YouTubes that we have posted. We have an extremely important YouTube called Kill Arc Storm, A-R-K, Storm. Kill Arc Storm. And we filmed that during a presentation by the USGS. And we are being told by the perpetrators of weaponized weather warfare what they intend on doing to all of us through weaponized weather-created events. And even the Center for Disease Control has a link on their website. If you type in Center for Disease Control, climate action policies, or policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, you will even find, Virginia, on their website that they list all the illnesses that we are going to face and suffer as a result of weather events. And we know that they are aiming for zero use of energy, and that's impossible. That means that there's mass global genocide.
Right.
And I know that your town is aiming for zero, and our town is aiming for zero. In fact, in the climate action plans that have been put forth via executive order through the White House, the United States is aiming for zero emissions, or as close to zero as possible. We discovered, Virginia, on the RAND Corporation, you mentioned Delphi, that you're Delphi'd at meetings. Certainly what many people now understand is that the meetings already have the conclusions finalized, and people are invited to attend to be given the illusion that they can contribute towards the conclusions, and they cannot. So we're seeing many people exceedingly frustrated because they're really scratching their head not knowing what's going on. Well, now you do. We're being Delphi'd. We're being mixed up by doublespeak. Words non-lethal but deadly. Certainly, when you read these documents, fossil fuels, when you read water scarcity, you now know that we have an abundance of water. We have primary water. So, again, I would get this out far and wide. In Fort Collins, you said that they were amping up on the idea of water scarcity. Tell the listeners what that looks like, and sadly, we've got just seconds left.
Well, they have just started talking about water scarcity here. So, but we have a lot of breweries here, and many of these people that own these breweries are actually, they travel the country to promote UN Agenda 21. So they're actually using a lot of our resources. So a lot of us have caught on to that as well. I'm not quite sure where they're going with it. They just started speaking about it. So, of course, we haven't been in a drought where we're at. So I think it's going to be coming, and they're talking about it, so we're keeping a close eye on it.
Well, everyone that is listening, get the water information out, Primary Water Explained. And Virginia, I really want to thank you for joining the program today. We're going to have you back because you are an excellent researcher, and we need the information that you're digging up. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and to seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear, 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.